It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. That is a cover of Deep River in Ave Maria, stitched seamlessly together by Sista Strings, Milwaukee Roots, siblings uniting their violin, cello, and vocals, blending classical, gospel, and R&B genres. They dropped a new studio album in August called Love is the Only Thing. Concerts in Minneapolis, Madison, and Milwaukee in coming days. And cherry on top, by the way, they play Madison Square Garden with Brandi Carlile later this month. Join in 800-642-1234. Monique and Shante Ross are the duo in Sista Strings, both vocalists and classically trained musicians. Monique plays the cello and Shante leads with violin. Welcome to you both to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And so, you know, your calendar is packed. My goodness, you're out playing shows this week in, you know, Wisconsin, giving a little love to Minneapolis. Well, we're kind of okay with that. What state of mind is Sista Strings in? Shante, you first.
Oh, wow. What state of mind are we in? We are definitely so excited and so blessed. It's been an absolute whirlwind this past summer, let alone this past year. But the summer especially was just full of, like, pinch-me moments and bucket list venues and getting to play with some of our heroes. It's been an amazing time of growth and just being ready to meet the moment, you know, at any second. You never know what's going to happen.
Monique, what words are coming to you? How has it been out there?
It's been incredible. As Shante said, just being ready to meet the moment, but also finding that balance between touring and mommying, like sending my baby off to school this morning and helping with science projects and being like, oh, but I have to pack my bag and do laundry so I can go on tour. So it's been a lot of trying to find that balance while working my butt off and showing her that part as well.
I wonder if that comes through in your music, how you're having to really go in so many different directions. Do you hear that at all coming through in your art?
I honestly have never thought of that, but I guess I would say yes, because when we write, I mean, we write of things we know or mm-hmm. write of things we feel. I don't think we know how to create outside of our true and genuine, like, feelings or experiences. So I guess I would have to say yes.
Well, let's go into the first song. Let's play a little bit from the opening song on the new album, and then we'll talk a little bit more. The song is called Shenandoah.
Now, Shenandoah, I'm not to see. Away, 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 you rolling river, Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you.
Away. Oh, Shante, I mean, you two are really carrying that rolling and surging with your strings. And, you know, you should introduce us here to Peter Mulvey, by the way, the voice track there on this, you know, incredible American folk song. How does it feel to play Shenandoah?
Yeah, Shenandoah is beautiful. It kind of feels like a prayer, I think, that we all have for our community and our country. I remember being like a small child and hearing the song for the first time. And when I was younger, there was always, you know, talking about America as a melting pot and how beautiful it was that our country had so many people from all over the world in it. And it was a place where we could come and freedom and all these beautiful things that as I got older, I kind of felt like, it kind of squashed that beautiful dream that I was told was. But this song and reaching back to a rich American song like this kind of reclaims that spirit of embracing diversity as opposed to tearing each other down, as we've had a way to do as a human race. This isn't just America, but so it's kind of like our prayer for seeing that. And it feels freeing. It feels like reconnecting in a different way with some hope, which I know we need. And Peter Mulvey, the voice y'all hear, is also a Milwaukee native. We met Peter about 6 years ago or so, and have been working with him ever since the last three years, more intimately in this live album that we put out earlier last year, and this project, Love is the Only Thing, that was out in August. So.
Yes. Monique, what comes up for you with Shenandoah and really finding a bit of a home in Americana music?
Absolutely. I like when we perform this song, and a lot of times Peter, he'll introduce us and it's like, this is a song for everyone. Like Ashanti, Spoke with Milk, whatever, all of that. This is a song for everyone, not necessarily like you don't really know who it's written by, but like classic American folk song, right? So when you're performing it, I feel like people all have their own experience with that song. And one thing I love about art and performing is finding that way to connect with people through music. While, I mean, if you've ever attended a Peter Mulvey and Sister Strings show, I think we're very vocal on our beliefs and where we stand with certain ideas. But to be able to do that in a way where people are able to connect and listen, and I don't know, I feel like it's done, he does that so beautifully in front of an audience, just like bringing everyone collectively together through song, you know?
I hang on the word, you describe him as an ally, and acknowledging that you are two Black women, he is a white man. How do you negotiate that?
We have a lot of conversations. Even I love our car rides, like looking forward to this trip coming up, because I mean, also with our drummer Nathan, who is also another beautiful white man, you know, and it's like the four of us, and we're in like different age realms and different parts of our lives, but open conversation with love and respect for each other, and having an open ear, I feel like having those conversations is so important. And we learn a lot from each other, as you know, just learn a lot from each other about beliefs and upbringing and like how to speak in whatever way you can identify with someone, to have that empathy and learn how to go forward from that. So honestly, it's a lot of lots and lots of conversations.
Yeah. And I'm sure that too comes out in lyrics, comes out in the music. Would a word describe you as well as an activist? Do you see yourself as an activist?
I initially had not put that label on me, I don't think, for until the past couple years when we still lived in Milwaukee. And it was like during all the protests and all those, and finding that our activism was showing up through music. And but I don't think it was until then that it was becoming more of an intentional thing. Even when it came towards our teaching, we're also music educators. And I feel like that in itself is a form of activism as well, with us being Black women who are classically trained, and like how important that is to be seen in this world for all children, not just children of color either, you know? So I'm like, I feel like in the past couple of years, we've started to embrace that, but that was not something that I had taken on as a title for myself until the most recent years.
Talking with Sister Strings, cellist vocalist Monique Ross there and violinist vocalist Shanti Ross, their latest album called Love is the Only Thing, joining up with their fellow Milwaukeean singer-songwriter guitarist Peter Mulvey. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Deep.
It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the Milwaukee native strings and vocal duo Sista Strings, Shanti Ross on violin, Monique Ross on cello. This is Her Name Was. That's from their NPR Tiny Desk submission this year. And their new studio album called Love Is the Only Thing. They collaborated with Milwaukeean singer-songwriter Peter Mulvey. Join in, 800-642-1234, Sista Strings, Shanti and Monique Ross. Stay with us. Let's talk about Her Name Was. Single released in 2019. Shanti, who and what is the song about?
Oh, this song is it's kind of about me and Monique kind of telling each other's stories and each other's verses in the first half of the song, and then kind of, or I think it's flipped, but we're telling each other's stories, and it's something that it's a tune that Monique actually started writing on her own. I was out of town, I believe, on a tour with the Sphinx Virtuosi, all Black and Latino string orchestra, conductorless, and so I was on tour with them at the time for about like 7 weeks. And Monique was in Wisconsin and had started working on this song, and we finished it when I came back. And I remember just the easy melody of it, how beautiful it was. It just opened the door to like these intimate lyrics. I saw a girl, her name was, she always smiled, it never reached her eyes, you know, just like that exhaustion that a lot of times, and hopelessness that a lot of times we all feel. And so while we were talking about each other, it became like kind of universal in this gorgeous way of just like human experience, you know. It just happened to be ours.
Monique, is that how it goes? You write music when Shanti's away and surprise her when she gets back?
Honestly, yes. I tend to start on a lot of things when I'm alone, because I will sing in the bathroom, and I have so many voice memos from Her Name Was. I actually started in the shower. I have a long voice memo of that song starting, and I listened to it not too long ago and was laughing because I just hear the shower, and that's like where I process a lot of things, or where I can create. So Shanti was, as she said, she was away on tour, and we had just recently moved in together, and was fresh out of a really tough relationship. And the line Shanti even just mentioned, she always smiled and never reached her eyes. I felt like that spoke so true to where I was then. It's like where you just keep pushing, you're pushing. You don't want anyone to like see the pain that you're actually feeling, because you don't want anyone to ask those questions, or you don't want to have to explain yourself, or you want to just like keep moving on like everything is fine. And that song kind of just like journeys through life, and with the chorus, it's just like keep moving on, keep holding on, keep holding on. So I guess that's kind of the premise of Her Name Was.
What did church have to do with how your music is today, and singing in church, and that era of your life as really young people? Shanti, do you want to field that?
Sure. Can you repeat that one more time for me, though?
Sure. How did coming up in church and singing in the church choir, how does that inform your music now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it definitely is dripping all up and through everything that we write and play, for sure. From just the harmonies and the storytelling of gospel music, I think those elements I really lean on in writing and performing, or even just how I listen to things. And I would say the same about Monique as well. We both got our start of improvising and using our ears to play rather than physically reading music in the church. And just the looseness of, you have to let go of some things in the gospel church that you can't in a symphony hall, for instance. So, like, if someone's feeling the spirit move a certain way, they're going to start a song that was maybe not on the praise and worship set list, you know? It's going to be whatever song that moment, and the band's got to be there, ready to jump in with the lead singer immediately, whatever key they're in, however slow or fast it goes. So I would say those aspects of being a musician, we really learned not in school, but in church.
Hmm. We're talking with Ashanti and Monique Ross from Sista Strings on their tour, on their music and their inspirations. You can join in 800-642-1234. I want to play another song on the album, and it's for 18-year-old Michael Brown. He was shot and killed by officers in Ferguson, Missouri, almost 8 years to the day of releasing your album. And the lyrics ask us to have compassion for his family and for the man who shot him down and for the marchers, for the neighbors.
One and all, and most especially for the next child, for the next child we know will fall. I know God loves us, I know God loves us, I know God loves us, I don't know how, I know God loves.
Monique, why is a song about compassion?
Oh, I have to say, the first time we heard the song, Ashanti and I had a conversation, because it is a beautiful song that Peter wrote, but it struck a nerve, because it is saying have compassion for someone who, or for people who are doing such like horrible and evil things in this world, you know, to people that look like me. But I think embracing it, it's in the end, we just did a thing in one of Brandy's songs, Stay Gentle. And when she spoke on it, it was something that I felt was very true. Also something that we grew up with. It's like forgiveness and having compassion is not necessarily for that person. It is for yourself. So that you are not hardened, so that you can think clearly, so that you can still continue to do what you are supposed to be doing. So you're staying gentle to yourself. You are having compassion for other people so that you can continue to help the world heal, you know? That was something I definitely wrestled with for a little bit.
Thank you so much for that. We have less than a minute left. And how about just a little therapy here? You two moved to Nashville, but, you know, I'm sure you're connecting with other musicians since moving to Nashville. But what does Milwaukee have that Nashville does not? Ashanti.
Oh, me?
Sure.
What Milwaukee has that Nashville does not? Oh, Milwaukee has a certain swag about it that is completely unique to Milwaukee. And I tell you, there's like a certain swag / community. It's like a little, we're like the Bad Kids Club or something. I feel like, you know, like the kids at the back of the bus that I like, that everyone's like kind of rolling their eyes at, but they're a little bit low-key jealous of because they're having a great time. Like, I love the music community, the artistic community in Milwaukee, and being part of that was an incredibly unique experience. And we've been having great community here in Nashville, but there's just nothing like that home community.
Nothing like the hometown. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Ashanti and Monique Ross, Milwaukee natives, are musicians in their band Sista Strings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.